Well, welcome to Lots of Love Ministries. It is June 30th, 2024. This year is half over. Can you believe that? This year is half over. Wow. 6 months gone. Wow. Well, my dear brothers and sisters, today I want to share with you a powerful verse, Psalm 89:14. The psalmist writes, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Loving kindness and truth go before you." In this verse, we see a beautiful picture of the very nature of God. His throne, his rule and reign is established on the foundation of righteousness and justice. This tells us that these are not just important values, but essential to who God is. Righteousness speaks to moral integrity and holiness. It is the perfect standard that God sets for us. It is right standing before Yahweh. Well, what exactly is justice? Justice is defined as a quality of being just, righteousness, equitableness, or moral rightness. It is further explained as the quality of being true or correct, the moral principle determining this conduct, conformity to this principle as manifested in conduct, just dealing or treatment, and the administering of deserved punishment or reward. When we say to bring to justice, we mean to cause to come before a court for trial or to receive punishment for one's misdeeds. In Exodus 22:9, we read, "If the thief is caught, he must pay back double what he stole." This principle of restitution is a key part of biblical justice. When wrongs are committed, there must be accountability and efforts to make things right. But how are we to approach this? Is our goal justice or is it revenge? The two can sometimes feel similar, but they are fundamentally different. Justice seeks to restore what is rightfully due to those who have been wronged. Revenge seeks to inflict harm on the wrongdoer out of a desire for retaliation. So when we say we want justice, what is our motive? What are we really after? You have to say out. For myself, when I say I want justice, sometimes I really just want someone to be punished. But as followers of Jesus, we are called to pursue justice, not revenge. We are to leave vengeance to the Lord, for it belongs to Him. As Romans 12:19-21 says, "Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, 'It is mine to avenge, I will repay,' says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." This is a challenging command. When we have been wronged, our natural desire is to see the person who hurt us pay, right? But God calls us to a different path. He calls us to trust in His perfect justice and to leave the avenging to Him. He calls us to overcome evil with good, even to our enemies. This should motivate us all the more to pursue righteousness and justice out of gratitude for the mercy we have received. We should seek to extend that same mercy to others. We should use our lives to bring restoration to those who are suffering and to stand against the injustices in this world. However, does this mean that we should ignore the justice we are entitled to? I think not. How are we to approach this when we ourselves have been wronged? How do we seek justice in our own lives? The answer is not through seeking revenge, but through trusting in God's perfect justice and seeking restoration. This may mean speaking out against the injustice we have experienced. It may mean seeking the help of authorities or others who can bring about accountability. It may mean forgiving those who have wronged us, not for their sake, but for ours. And it may mean seeking restitution and restoration in a way that is grounded in love and mercy. But even as we seek justice for ourselves, we are to leave room for God's wrath. Vengeance belongs to the Lord, and He will repay. Our job is to focus on extending grace and forgiveness, even as we stand up for what is rightfully ours. Another thing we can do is come boldly before the throne and ask for justice. Whenever you face injustice, do not forget the powerful promise of Hebrews 4:16. Approach God's throne of grace with confidence, asking for His justice to roll down like a river. He is faithful to act, and He will bring about righteousness and justice in His perfect time. Let us remember that righteousness and justice are the foundation of God's throne. Let us strive to build our lives on the same foundation. And let us go forth in the power of Yeshua, our advocate, to bring hope and restoration to a world that's so much in need. For in doing so, we do not just bring about change in the world around us. We become more like our Savior. And that is the greatest reward of all. The concept of justice is deeply intertwined with the Christian faith, yet it can be complex to navigate. Here's a breakdown of how we can approach justice. First, we are in right standing with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Believers are justified, declared righteous in God's sight. This is a gift of grace, not earned by our works, according to Ephesians 2:8 through 9. In Christ, we are positionally sanctified, set apart, and have peace with God, according to Romans 5:1. This right standing is the foundation for understanding our relationship with justice. It is one of the things God's throne is built on, is the righteousness part. The Bible is clear that God is just and that justice is important to Him. He desires righteousness and justice in the earth. See Isaiah 61:8. In the ultimate sense, God will execute perfect justice. He will judge all people with absolute fairness. Ecclesiastes 12:14 tells us, "For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." Those who have rejected Him will face eternal condemnation, while believers will receive eternal life. Yeshua tells us this in Matthew 25:46. While we are not the ultimate judges, we are called to care about justice. Micah 6:8 says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the law require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?" Isaiah 1:17 instructs us to learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. But not in our own strength. While we are to seek justice, we must do so in a way that honors God. This means not seeking revenge or trying to exact justice through our own power. Remember Romans 12:19 to 21, which we read earlier. Vengeance is not the way for us. Vengeance is the Lord's. He will repay. We must depend on God and His strength. Isaiah 58, 6-7 says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh? Isn't that an instruction right there? Teaches us how to respond to things that are going on in other people's lives, their needs. And believers, we're called to care deeply about justice, but we must approach it in a way that depends on God and does not seek revenge. Our right standing with God through Christ is the foundation for this. As we seek to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly in Him and with Him, we can trust that He will ultimately execute perfect justice. Let's believe in His faithfulness. When seeking justice for ourselves, we do so in boldness, yet also in humility, knowing that through the cross we have been given a great gift. Yeshua took the punishment we deserved. Remember, justice is the administering of deserved punishment or reward. We deserve death, but Yeshua paid the price, and it is not His will that any should perish. While desiring and seeking justice for ourselves as well as for others, let us remember mercy. We want justice and mercy. As we ask God for justice, we must also pray for mercy and salvation for those who have wronged us. So I want to leave you with a challenge today. Where is God calling you to pursue righteousness and justice? Is it in your relationships, your workplace, your community? Is it through advocating for policies that protect the vulnerable, or through serving with organizations that bring hope to those in need? Whatever it may be, know that you have the power to make a difference as you serve in love and humility. Let us pray. Lord, we come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy and ask humbly for justice for ourselves, our families, our friends, our neighbors, and our country. We have all been wronged. We have been treated disrespectfully, stolen from, cheated, and hurt in many ways. The enemy is attempting to destroy us through corruption at the highest level and through people in our everyday life. We ask for justice to prevail in our lives and in politics. We also ask that you pour out your goodness, which leads men to repent. We need you more than ever in this hour. Help us to not seek revenge, but to extend forgiveness and mercy. Now pray this with me. I confess that in certain situations in my life, I desire revenge on certain people who have done wrong to me. But I choose now to forgive them. I give them to you to deal with as you see best. I choose instead to extend kindness and mercy and pray for their salvation. Yeshua, may my heart be in alignment with your heart. Your heart is to seek and save. Your heart is to love and show mercy. Your kindness endures forever. Thank you for showing me kindness, love, and mercy. Please have mercy on my enemies and those who have wronged me. Save them, Lord, and lead them in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. Amen. Well, I hope you were blessed and encouraged through this message today. I just touched briefly on this subject. I strongly recommend you do a deep dive into scripture and study this subject in depth. Do a word search on justice and read all of the scriptures. I think you will find that justice is a big deal with God. Not only is it one of the concepts his throne is built on, but he fully expects us to treat others with justice and act justly, as well as defend and stand up for those who are unable to for themselves. As you study, you will learn what justice is, what it looks like, and you will learn how to do as he expects. This knowledge will give you ideas on how you can make your sphere of influence a more just place, and also the world as a whole, as well as how to receive justice for yourself without slipping into revenge. I want to thank you for being here today, or listening to the replay if you're not in the house. As always, if you have questions, comments, prayer requests, or want to be baptized, email me at lotsofloveministries@yahoo.com. Have a blessed and safe week. Until next time, shalom.